Okay, honorable members, we are now, it's nearly quarter past 10. I'm still, I'll give you a time. Nearly quarter past 10, and our meeting was supposed to have started at 10. And let me raise my frustration every time this committee sits. We don't start on time. I'm really concerned about that. I understand we've got Weed who and the House Chair who sit in the other meeting early, but for those who don't start, the meeting starts at 10, and even them, they can apologize, and because this committee is scheduled to sit on a Wednesday, or otherwise we must come up together with a solution that we all start on time. Because really, it's frustrating. Honorable Mlenda,
what did you want to say?
Honorable Jebeden, it's as if you read my mind. I want this to be put on record. We recognize, Honorable Jebeden, that the NCOP has got few numbers. And as a result of that, people are carrying many caps. But at least for this particular comment, I am also concerned. It seems like attendance in committee meetings is just by the way. It is just one of those. Particularly this select committee. That's my main one. I'm raising this chairperson because this is not the only select committee I'm sitting in. It doesn't happen like this with other select committees. I don't know why with this particular one. I would want at some stage the honorable members to explain whether do we have priority in terms of this select committees or what. And second, why would members prefer to attend to other engagements at the expense of the select committee? It's good that Chairperson, this meeting is held here because one has always been noting that in a majority of cases, people would come in only to sign attendance register and leave the meeting. And I don't think this is in the correct spirit. We have started together, united, and how I wish that we continue in that spirit. Thanks.
So if a member comes in at a particular time, he needs to sign in, and if a member goes out, he needs to sign out. What I ask from the section management is that if members leave at the end of the meeting, I won't ask them to sign, but I just sign to say that if our meeting finishes off at 1, I just write 1 o'clock. But if a member has, for some reason, a reason to leave before, he'll have to sign. I left at, let's say, 11:30. So we have new attendance registers which have got in and out. Unfortunately, when I checked mine, I couldn't find them across the old one. But there is that system now which has been applied. But I think Zanella was given this instruction by the presiding officer.
Thank you very much. I think that will assist. And also, I think the other thing that I also have to write the letter to the chief to inform her about the frustrations that I'm having. I can't. Definitely I can't. When it's Wednesday, I become miserable, and I don't want to be like that. Thank you. And can we continue? You were given the document yesterday, the draft report on the oversight visit to the state-owned enterprises, which fall under the Department of Communications. Can we look at page 1? Can we go through that page by page, see where there are errors, and then we'll go to discussion. Noni?
There's an error. I don't know if I might call it an error or what. I think I was supposed to say the report of the Select Committee on Labor. Not that I just say a report on an oversight. Report of the... I know that the Select Committee on Labor reflects on top, but I think it's supposed to read a report on the Select Committee on Labor, then continue.
I think it's correct.
No, it's fine.
Find the way it is.
Find the way it is.
Okay, page 1. Page 2. Error. Page 3. Page 4. I would have loved if maybe like this radio station to say this one, like, so that we know maybe in Limpopo, in Northwest, in Eastern Cape, where does this belong? But we will do that one, because to say Umsobon when and it's based in, you know, the area where it's based, so that we know, like, for instance, we were in Limpopo last week, and most of the areas, they don't get coverage, so that we are aware of those areas. And then when we engage with SABC, ICASA, then we know. Yeah.
I don't know if this is not such a difference, because here it's saying attention is with an station that is
passed through. Oh, okay. All right.
Then then like Mamato,
yeah, you know what I was saying. The province.
Okay.
If you say, yeah, if you say, if somebody who's not me, who's not Loli, won't understand that Umsobo when Nene, where is Kogan? Yeah.
May come back then, okay?
maybe Chairperson, let's propose that should include a column between station and project.
Mm-hmm.
Where you say station, province, project.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it will be clear.
Thank you very much. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18, Vodacom. Page 19, overview, Vodacom Group Limited, from broadband data and connectivity. Page 20, Vodacom business, other converged services. And then broadband, black economic empowerment. Page 21, equity ownership. 22, employment equity, skills development, preferential procurement. Page 23, challenges. Page 24. Where are the recommendations? What are the recommendations? No, you shouldn't. Okay, sir. Honorable Mlam.
Chairperson, let me start by appreciating the time that we have been given by whom is this for going through this report. It was not only yesterday, let me correct. It was some time last week when she emailed us. So let me, because when she does wrong, we shall have to say no. So when she has done something good, we must also say, yeah, we appreciate it. There is something which I tried to get, but could not. I'm not sure whether it's Vodacom Foundation or what, not. Which was talking about MPs encouraged to adopt a school. I've looked through my notes, and I thought, if anyone remembers, we'll assist.
Okay, that was from our side. From our side. It wasn't Vodacom. Yeah, it was from our side. I think I raised it. I raised it to say, was it Vodacom? Not Vodacom, but somewhere we did raise, I did raise that if MPs can be encouraged to adopt a school. I don't think that we can put on the report. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I want to follow on the board and also to thank
if you go, can go back to page 8.
Okay, we will still. No, we will go on the communication. We've gone through page by page. We're still going to go
page by page again, you know, on issues that were discussed. Then we'll do that. All right. So on recommendations are not there. Lori saying she wanted members to assist with recommendations. But I think recommendations that we can put in, because we've got, I think we need to look at the acts that are existing on communication and see where ICASA can, you know, give license to this, because deep in the rural areas, for example, I still mentioned where we were last week. There are areas where they have 4G TV, but they can't. Yeah, they don't have signal. So I think we need to look at them. And even the mobile phones.
And radio. Radio.
Yeah. So I think we need to look at the existing laws, see whether maybe we can. Because you remember when we were at SABC, they mentioned something like ICASA must give license, you know, so we must look at that. Anything that members want to raise?
Thanks, Chairperson, I think it's more of a follow up to what you are raising. But remember, Chairperson, the treatment and the state of readiness of the car, and also link that with the role that ICASA plays.
Are we discussing?
No, I'm on recommendation. That we should, as a way of recommending, that ICASA should be as a matter of urgency, be called to come to Cape Town and meet the select committee. So that all these issues which relate to ICASA that we picked up from these other state-owned enterprises are raised with ICASA. No, I'm not yet there, but I'm just now on recommendation.
Thank you. Now, I'm
going
to put it down.
Now, let's discuss the report, the draft report. We're still going to go page by page, and then if we feel that maybe somewhere something is lacking, then we'll add. Page 1. I don't think page 1 has got a lot. Then check page 2.
Except to say, and I'm raising this fortunately because I'm part of the country, so it wouldn't be pointing fingers to other people. That let's encourage members like Mlenza to indicate prior if during the week he or she would have other engagements, what would make that particular member absent from the dedication? Because, you know, it sometimes had the chairperson, though I know our chairpersons are nice and wouldn't want to be, you know, harsh with us, but it happens. When today you have got a big delegation, but tomorrow you have got a delegation of two people, that day they are more. Thanks.
Thank you, definitely. I think we need to do that. Because if we meet a certain group of people and then they're expecting the whole committee, the list, they've been given the list. And then when we arrive there, then it's only two, three people, then definitely, unless if we live here and we go, we know we are only three, then that's much better. It sounds okay. We had page one. Everybody was there. Honorable Groenewald was representing Indra. Over. When was it? Where was it? Okay. Page two. Yeah, Centec, the findings, restriction. Okay, page, are we satisfied? I take it that we all read the document. Page 3, 2010 FIFA World Cup. Progress report on signals, distribution projects. I think this one we are all concerned that we still feel we are not satisfied that maybe people, other communities won't get the signal, but we hope, like they promised, that they're going to put big screen. And if you remember, SABC said they are going to give small radios to the school children. Hope we'll follow up on that in our constituency.
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't we, I'm looking at this paper where we come from. Not linking it with our program, the parliamentary program. Will it be fine if we leave it to constituencies, or why don't we say the select committee through the chair? Make this follow up, and we preferably have 10 friends, because for the FIFA World Cup, remember, we're the ones who were saying out there, we are ready. So if we can say, and April, we are able to get feedback on the update as to this thing. I'm proposing and April.
Yes.
That's a point of concern. MTN promised to reverse 400 jobs. I think we have to create maybe like a commitment 2.3 or whatever. Commitment, and then we need a follow up on that as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. I'm just
I just want to think about that is what was the our motives of getting to this actual does it mean it is the end of it all that we have moved to those who have discovered what we discovered and what we do after that. Because as it is, in some of these SOEs, for instance, I don't know if it's Sentex, they said before this time they would have completed installing a satellite, the satellite next to Soccer City. And now how do we make sure that they have completed that? And also, I had thought also in all these companies the challenges that we have found out they should form part of our recommendations. In each and every SOE there were challenges that we observed, and those challenges should be part of our recommendations. For instance, in MTN, I think I raised one issue when they say the scarcity of specialists, where I said they should maybe introduce in-service training. Maybe that has been addressed by Vodacom, because in Vodacom you find that there is learnership, and in MTN there is no learnership. So I think that is the one way in which we. I think that should be captured, and we also need to make follow-ups on all these things that we discovered on our visit to the SOE.
Maybe
it needs
to be
developed
and
I remember there was, we spent some time on this, especially with regards to retrenchment and also with the skilled people, especially people. What I remember is that they said in most of the SOCs that we went to, they said that they had a problem in finding female specialists in certain fields. And the committee even suggested that they needed the SOEs, or I don't know how, they needed to encourage young students to venture into IT, so that, because they said that even if they target females, but they can't find them. So I don't know how to put it.
I think this one I raised it with MTN. And I realized that, it's not captured. But that's the one that we are raising, I think, is under Vodacom.
I think you are right, Honorable Jacobs. I saw you when I said to you, do you want to say something? I saw that there is something you wanted to say. You were still trying to put it into context. Thanks. The challenges, I think the challenges we can see as the challenges, because I think there's a lot, each and every entity that we visited, there's a challenge, and a recommendation will come as a recommendation on that. That Mr. Honorable Satsang is doing now, saying page 2.3, what was that? 2.3. We must follow up on the how did they save those 400 jobs? Okay. So I'll have to write a letter to say they must explain what happened. Page 9. Welcome, Honorable Sibande.
Just to take you back. Just to take you back on the issue of labor broker. I think we need to.
Which page is that?
8. MTN sometimes hires employees directly or use labor broker. I think maybe we can refer this to what is it? Labor.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can try to formulate the recommendation to labor about labor.
I was reluctant to put this point because I don't know if it's proper for us to say something about this.
No.
Thank you, Chair. I think if I had it right, they discussed it yesterday on a meeting, and it seems to me there's some the Labour Committee. And there's a resolution there, if I've had it right. So you've got good labor brokers and you've got bad labor brokers, as you've got it in any other place in South Africa, in any career. So you've got good people and you've got bad people all over. So, and the very same thing with labor brokers, you get that people who misuse it. So I think there's a revision. Resolution in that comment. So they will issue a statement one other time around that.
Honorable Hunabas, did you attend the portfolio committee?
No, but I've got.
So, actually, I don't think it's the right thing to come and tell us about what resolution was taken there. We are here discussing now as the select committee. So let's come up with something that concerns us as a select committee of labor.
Yes, I agree with you. But
I didn't give you the floor last year. Can we hear Honorable Salzman?
Chair, there's another point. Yeah, it's on a challenge.
Wait, okay. Okay, wait. Honorable
Chairperson, on this one. On the Sunday, I need to say. So that we don't see ourselves debating, because we're debating the Sunday here.
Mm-hmm.
Which says MTN sometimes hired employees directly or use labor brokers, comma. Which is something else. I think it will be on the safe side of the second check it. Remember, I want to refer the set committee to the select committee meeting where we had the debate around and where we said we need it was clear, if you remember, that we had different views around labor brokers, and I wouldn't want us to smuggle that debate back, yeah. Because we said that the Department of Labor call and they will come back with so that we're able to do it. It's a challenge, Chairperson, that sometimes employees are recruited through labor brokers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's agree. I'm proposing that, let's agree. But then, this which speaks about government,
mm-hmm.
we put aside. But correctly, as Honorable Quip once said, that we formulate something to the Department of Labor as to how do we address this challenge,
yes.
Regardless of whether government is what. That's what I would prefer, that the sentence should end with a, whether the comma, there should be a full stop, chapter. And then we follow the proposal by the Quip.
That is my whole point. I do not try to be clever or anything. That is just for information. And because I was not also agree with this last piece of that sentence, which is something that government is not agree with. Because this whole thing was still in discussion. So that it's not necessary to say it wasn't against.
Honorable Kumunagot, I think we are not against what you're saying. But the point is, you raise what the portfolio committee is doing, and that we don't agree with that.
No, because
as we said, you know, even now they are when they are sitting, what I hear from them, I don't have to come and put here to this committee. We sit as the committee, we discuss issues of the select committee. Because if we are saying they made a resolution, then that means we also want to follow. And we say we are the select committee, not the portfolio committee. We are here for the interest of the province. Honorable Sivanda has his hand up before.
Sanbona.
Yes.
First of all, Chairperson, I'd like to apologize. No, I thought I'm old, but I realize that I'm still young and learning. I think I'm among the people who nearly came very early. I was misled by the police. Then I went to other side of the building. That's why I came there. You see what Chairperson, sometimes if this challenge like this one, give it to us, I raise it in my hand so that we avoid it. It mustn't be seen as a dialogue between the Chairperson and the neighbor this way. That is first point. And then second point, you see, I don't know why we worry about this sentence as it is. I'll put a practical example. The last, after the comma, which, from where we start, which is sometimes, or I mean, which is something, the government does again, I don't know why. You see, you know, what I've thought, the proper procedure which we're following earlier on, is better to note where we are having concern about the, some of the follow-ups. And then, I think we were given this report when it's yesterday. We're supposed to formulate what we wanted to formulate. Because, yes, we debated about the issue of the brokers, of which some people will bring an argument that whether there are good brokers or not, but the fact remains they are brokers. That is the key fundamental challenge which you must see. And to me, I thought that maybe if you were correct, to just leave it as it is. Because we're not against it, we're not doing as it is. Something is the government's against. Except that if people can convince me where this statement is contradicting to this one, I'll be happy then.
Thank you.
Chair, there's another point also. With MTN, there was also discussion on. Are you still present on labor brokers?
Yes.
No,
Honorable Sivanda is saying we must leave this because I don't think that government likes to see the what the labor brokers are doing. I don't think so. So I also feel that we should leave it as it is. Honorable Sivanda.
Thank you, Chair. I differ. Because who's government? Government is all of us. And we can't say government is against us until this debate is finished. And sorry? against labor broker. I mean, all of us are sitting here is government. All the parties form government. So, and there was, all the parties was not at this point agree that we are against labor brokers. So the process is still on. And if the process is finished, then, and there's a decision taken, then we can say
we are against us, or are we divided,
yeah,
or what?
Yeah,
against us. Again. Again. No, I. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Check.
Then I would come up with a recommendation to Liverpool, given as a coach.
Yes.
My recommendation would be as soon as possible, the LRA should come with a revised proposal for the issue of Liverpool. So that it should be discussed, going to be discussed in MA to make a deal and it come to us and we finalize.
Now the problem is there is no government policy or government resolution on the matter. But it is a challenge. Now, she needs a way of putting it. Hence I said, WIP had made a suggestion that this should be forwarded to the Department of Labor, and I supported it. So we just need a way of putting it, but it must be clear that from the oversight, we could pick up that this labor broking is a challenge.
Are we in agreement?
Yeah, I think
no.
It's the correct phrasing of what should be phrased.
Okay, thanks. Let's go on. Loli?
Okay. Let's go to page.
Before we go to the next page, I think we also mentioned with MTN employment equity, which they promised to send us a breakdown. We will just follow up with this one, Mr. Chair.
On ICASA, I'm looking at that paragraph, which is captured correctly, page 9.
Okay, page 9?
Yeah, up.
I want that paragraph, which is on page 9, which says the committee showed the dissatisfaction in the manner the authority does or conducts its business, and felt disrespected, especially since it was not happening for the first time. Now, now, I want us to look at the behavior of the customer. Remember, it was myself with recommendation where I said you can just make a recommendation that you cast for normal coordination as a procedure that may be caused. But as for this one, I think we need the harsher steps, though I do not have something in mind now. Steps like writing to the customer and letting the department, particularly the minister, he should be aware of the behavior, because this is not an independent entity. This is a state-owned entity and is accountable to someone. So they cannot do business as they wish. But I'm saying, Chairperson, we must. Though I don't have details in mind, but there must be something.
Yeah. Chair, I wish to concur with what Honorable Minister has said. I think we need to come up with a harsher measure to this institution. And also, maybe they think we do not have an authority over them. So that's why they've displayed the attitude that they displayed to us. So I think it's important. But I don't know. Maybe we need to call them, especially on this issue, just to remind them. And after that, we write a letter to the minister who's responsible for that. And also, would also, if we write a letter to the minister, would also like that he should respond to us on the measures also that he has taken on that council. So I think it could be two-pronged, whereby we first of all call them and therefore remind them, as we have said, that we are going to call them to Parliament, not to on other issues. They can come up and we remind them, and also that we call them again for a briefing, as we did with other entities. But I think we need to take harsh measures.
Thank you. Any other views? We all agree.
What the members are saying, as soon as we get out of here, then that must be done.
Chair, even if the term of the chairperson is ended, that is an institution. So what has happened there, it will remain there for years. And there will be other members who will still remain on that board. So I think we are correcting the institution, not the person.
Okay, let's go to page 9. Mayor Chan. Page 10. Page 11. Uh, currencies did you put them in? Remember, Telkom was did send some response from to members. Okay. Yeah, because you remember there were issues that they couldn't respond to, and then they did send them. So page 12. Page 13. This foundation has a program called 2010 Connectivity Program, which is intending to ensure that schools across the country get connected to the internet by December 2010. Today, 150 schools in the Western Cape have been connected with the internet, and the whole IT infrastructure would be completed by December 2009.
Yeah, my concern is why are all these things starting in Western Cape? Because you have 150 schools in Western Cape, and the second one, Grassy Park High School in Western Cape, was used as a pilot project. Because if the standard of Western Cape is so high than other provinces, why don't we uplift other provinces to that standard of the Western Cape? But what they are doing, they are adding to what the advantage that they have. So it's going to take time to uplift other provinces. Right? I was just raising that concern.
Chairperson, this concern or question was accepted. I still remember. This was raised, and the explanation was given. If my memory serves me well, though we were not very happy with the explanation, let me put it up front, because they were saying this project goes in terms of readiness.
Yes.
And they were saying it is this province which responded. But as you are correctly putting, we were not happy, but we couldn't do otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were saying they were looking at a province which is ready and schools
mm-hmm.
which are ready.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a
I think we can debate this in many different ways, but I think we must look in South Africa as a whole. And at the end of the day, the whole South Africa can get benefit out of it. It doesn't matter in which province it starts. It always feels like, it's not only in this debate, in the House as well, when the Western Cape is talking about something, members react negatively about it. Let's forget that story. Let's see, at the end of the day, into the future, the whole South African...
Can I call you to call the Honourable Senator?
No. You see what colleagues there. Number one, my responding to correct the situation, I think my colleagues will correct both of them.
Mm.
We ought to be careful not to fall in the legal of the apartheid, of what apartheid was doing to us.
Sure. I'll put an example. I'm from Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga is the richest province. It's having a lot of mines, including the dams, which were, I'm just making an example.
Mm-hmm.
We are having Makuka Dam, Trikopis Dam, Amsterdam, Loskop Dam, plus minus Jericho Dam, Holstuk, plus minus 7 or 8. But still people, they don't have water. That is our argument. That why do we have so many dams but we can't have water? And we do have coal mines. There are no single communist province who's having coal mines like Mpumalanga. But why? Because our argument is that some of these pipes are just passing here. They go to Western Cape. In order, even also in electricity, I can mention, I don't know how many power stations around in Mpumalanga only.
Mm.
But people doesn't have electricity.
Okay.
That's what we wanted to correct. We don't look at the issue of the color or anything, but we look at the realities on what is happening on the ground. That let us correct the imbalances which were there before.
Yes.
That is our approach. Mm. Let us take it in that spirit. Maybe we'll also, because at the same time, what is very much interesting, with the very same report which we're dealing about, in also to Mr. Mlenzane, it's very wrong to say, I say, no. This is a collective work because we had a lot of contributions. And the contributions from individual at the end, it is equal to collective contribution. What you will accept is that we indicated, unlike I, because you are just, each and every time you just reduce the good work to a small thing. Let us have a way forward, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're not debating like we are in the house. Let's not debate like we are in a house. We have a good program. Okay, let's go forward. Honorable, do you have your hand up?
No.
You are. Okay, thank you very much. Page 14. He's out of order. He's looking at me instead of looking at the document.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, before maybe we go to just to indicate indication, I think one of the thing which we have raised with the people which we must be followed up is that we raise a challenge about the issue of SABC, whereby its operations are still operating like in a former system, like former homeland, and like people are being channeled. If you open red or solar crimes, you can get it everywhere. But with SABC, if you are in, for example, if you are in Mpumalanga is divided into two. If you are in a low field, you are able to get a SWAT, Gangwan. If you are in a high field, you are able to get Ndebele. And we thought that it was a high time to raise it with them so that they can create some space of that. For an example, the place where we were in Polokwane, it's west. No SABC, no TV, no what, except those who can afford in the guest house where we were. They able to use their satellite to have TVs and whatever. But in the area where people are staying, there's nothing, zero. So we thought that maybe we must note that.
Okay.
Just to make a follow-up on that. I think this is the issue that we raised, that we need to update the standard to the higher standard which is already there. For instance, this SAEFM, you find it all over the province. How are they able to make that transmission if they are failing to make transmission to other provinces, which is in need in that province? I think it's an argument that we should have raised with them, that to say if we are able to make SFN to available in all provinces, let us at least the language of that province, it should reach its own people. If it's English, it's African, it's Zulu, they should be able to get those channels. The other issue is this one of the regional priority. They are good priority, but now how do we implement them? How do we put them into practice? So I think those are some of the issues that we also need to make follow-ups here. That they need to give us their action plans on this issue.
Thank you, honorable members. I think you are 100% correct. And as when we started, I think we said when we are dealing with recommendations, that time. So we thank honorable Ibande, because these are the things, motivation that we must put in our recommendations. Let me say, like when we were in Limpopo, where there is no connectivity, I think what we should do now, I spoke to the chairperson of ICASA. I met him at the airport, and I said to him, we were in Limpopo and we are still going to Limpopo, but there are areas where people are sitting with boxes of TV, but can't utilize them. And there are areas where they can't even hear a radio. Yes. And I didn't talk anything about what was happening, but you could see that he was like, you know, he thought about the and then he said, no, I can send the technical team to when we are there. I said, we don't want them when we are there. When we get there, we want to get progress. So I think a letter of urgency must be written to them to say for the next 2 weeks, this week and next week, they must go and check when we are there, then we get the progress report of them.
I totally agree with you. And I can't understand it. And when Jacob said it now, that there are certain places who have the facilities, and they situated basically in the same situation as the people in Limpopo, who's lived there in the valleys, and they've got radios and they've got the signal there. Something's wrong there. Why are these people cut out of the whole world? They're cut off. There must be a reason. And the technology is in such of a kind today that it's possible to deliver in that area. I can't, something is wrong there. I can't, and I think you asked the right question and said, but they must deliver now.
So before we go there, we want all of us to get the response
from ICASA SABC. What are they doing? So that when we are in Limpopo, we've got an answer for the people.
Yeah. You want the reason?
You want
the reason?
Yeah. Okay. We were on page 18. First man, don't see it. I sent it now. Page 19. Mm. 20. Okay, page 24. And recommendations that were said, no need to go to.
On challenges. Page 23. Yes. There is this challenge, Jefferson, which I think it has to be taken up. Where you read that paragraph 2 with regard to cell phone coverage, approvals by either the local municipalities or traditional leadership, I need a challenge. Because of these two authorities not being able to work together. I suggest that this be taken to directly to the minister, because he is the one who is best, suited to deal with the two bodies.
Okay.
Okay, page 24, we are at the end. And we've got recommendation that we have said must be put on this lolly. And then now, we will receive a document lolly after this, a document that is, amended. Then members, are we satisfied?
Yes, Chair. Can we put a deadline for the
final
document?
Yeah, Chair. On this issue of women not being in the majority when it comes to IT specialists. Why don't we recommend to say, for leadership, we must make sure that women are in the majority, so that we might be able to address this issue of gender safety. And I was also thinking on this issue of, as we said, we need to write to us so that we should respond to having signals where we are going next, the week after next. And now, if it's not been done, what are we going to do? Because we'll be there expecting that we would be having signals and so on.
I'm also just thinking aloud to say, if in that letter that you are writing, it's supposed to say, we are also inviting them to be part of our delegation, so that if there's anything wrong, it's just me, Iliana, to us.
Yeah.
We can be able to call him and say, this is the situation that we have made correspondence with you, what is happening. So if we are doing that, we are putting a pressure on you, that by the time we go there, everything.
Sorry, I'm not counteracting on what the recommendation from Mr. Chekhov's party. I wanted to bring this thing to your attention. You see, I thought that maybe in terms of our approach, in terms of how to involve women, we ought to be very careful at the same time, not to focus one's sector, whatever. Because I'll put an example. If we're not careful, even with the issue of leadership, some people sometimes they can push them with a large number in projects which are very small in terms of leadership, while they would put males in projects which are a little bit bigger. By saying that, I was just making an example. Therefore, I want to just recommend that in all levels, they must make sure that they balance. Why I'm saying that, for example, the issue of employment as well. We find that sometimes men in the highest level, they don't put them there, they put them in a lower level. In order to save us, that they must follow. Am I out of order?
No,
we're not. I'm listening. We just cut the contributor if it's too bad. Yeah, I was saying, let us open it to say like that which women must be catered for in all levels. In all levels. Thank you.
Yes, maybe also to add on that, to say, like we were talking of IT, especially on the IT sector, to say we must also must encourage, you know, there must be a relationship with this. With the school, that the girls, children must be encouraged to do science and math subjects so that they will qualify in the IT sector.
Thank you, honorable members. I think now we were looking at the amendment that we do to have an amended document. Tomorrow, yeah. I can also send it.
Yeah, and then you send a hard copy. Okay, so can we adopt the document with America?
Will it be so quick? Because remember, they will be asked from the president.
No, not on answer. But can we adopt this report now? Honorable Lenzana, seconded by Honorable Jacob. We won't allow hope to.
No,
I'm joking.
You are buffer.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. But please, my frustrations must be minimized on the attendance. Please. Huh? Who said I'm not young?
Yeah, you must allow us sometimes, we are meetings and things, but you must allow us to debate some other kind of, because we all can't be on the same page. And that is the way we can learn. I think at this stage we know each other much.